Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Hi, Dr. Stephen Mastley is with me today. He's the author of a new book, The 30-Day Heart Tune-Up, a breakthrough medical plan to prevent and reverse heart disease. Dr. Mastley, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here with you today.
So, as you know, this is the number one killer of Americans and probably the number one or two of the rest of the world also. And yet, it appears that 90% of these deaths may be preventable. Can you tell us how we go about preventing that?
Well, first, I think we really need to take charge of our own health, because we aren't going to prevent heart disease by relying on medications and procedures. But there's a ton we can do with simple lifestyle changes that will tune up our heart, our energy, our waistline, our brain performance, even our romantic function. So there's so much we can do, and I'm really glad to have the chance to talk about it here with you today.
So I've read that you have traveled the world and done a lot of volunteer work in countries not as fortunate as ours. And tell me a little bit about what you've learned from being in those countries about heart disease and any differences you've noticed of how they treat it versus how we treat it.
Yeah, it's really ironic. You know, I started out doing some international healthcare, and I've done volunteer work in 15 countries. And unless someone was literally starving to death, almost every other country I've been to, people were healthier than we are in the U.S. And I seldom, unless they really were living like Americans, they didn't have heart disease. And it was really a shocking contrast for me to see if we ate natural, unprocessed food and we were active and fairly fit, you didn't see it. And it just occurred to me from doing this, if I came home, if I could get my patients here in the U.S. to eat a healthier lifestyle, add specific awesome foods, that we could prevent. And it's true, you said it right on. We can prevent 90% of heart disease by doing that. And really, it was by working and volunteering over worlds that it's just like a light came on for me that we could do this really differently and do a much better job.
So what have you been able to actually make happen in your own office? How have you been able to execute what you've learned from abroad?
Yeah, so we, you know, in our office, we've done research, and I've published this in multiple medical journals and presented it at dozens and dozens, actually hundreds of medical meetings. And what we've realized is there's some real strong predictors on whether people are growing plaque in their arteries or not. In our office, we use ultrasound, and we measure artery plaque thickness and growth, and we track it over time. So we can actually see, are people's arteries, are the plaque growing, shrinking, or staying the same? And here's what's really cool. There's some simple predictors that are really powerful as to whether you're growing plaque in your arteries or not. And they're really easy things. So it has to do with, like, fiber intake, how much vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts do we eat, our fitness, our body fat, some specific food nutrients. Those are much more powerful than things like cholesterol for predicting, are you growing plaque in your arteries from the get-go?
So let's talk about that plaque. When you say you're ultrasounding, are you looking at the carotid arteries, I assume?
Yeah, we do. Well, technically, it's, you know, the technical term is carotid intimal medial thickness. We take ultrasound, we measure the carotid artery, and right before it branches, we measure the thickness in millimeters. And, you know, this has been presented at, you know, national meetings for years. It's really kind of the gold standard. And when we compare that with the heart, when they did a study about a year ago that looked at over 500 people who had a heart cath, and they actually went into their heart with a catheter and measured it and did what I do every day, they got 95 or better percent concordance. You know, they were exact the same result. So it's right. Simple, it's easy, it's safe. I love it. It's a great way to measure how your arteries are aging. And we usually don't ask that question in medicine. How are you aging? We look at, are you diseased? Do you need a drug? But I like looking at, how is a person aging and what can we do to enhance that process?
So tell me more about the plaque. People hear plaque, they think cholesterol and fat is sticking to the linings of their arteries. Can you elaborate a little bit more about what a plaque is and what's in it?
It's really interesting. You know, when we inflate, you know, the simplest analogy is you think of a glass of milk and you put whole milk in it and you empty it and you see a film. But when we eat food, it creates an inflammatory film. It's not necessarily a fatty film. It's a film of inflammation along our arteries. And the number one cause is not fat in our diet, but it's sugar. And when we eat more sugar and refined processed food, our arteries become inflamed and we create a layer of inflammation. It's really more like pimples grow, like we have pimples on our skin, that's an inflammation inside the skin. Right. Arteries have like pimples growing on them when we're growing plaque. And if they pop, when a pimple pops or that plaque ruptures, we call it plaque rupture as you know, that is what causes heart attacks and strokes because it clots off the whole artery. So the old myth was that your arteries gradually grow blocked and blocked, like 50% blocked, 70%, 90% blocked, and you have a heart attack. Well, that's just wrong. We now know that almost everybody who has a heart attack is because little baby plaque growth, plaque lesions, or plaque, you know, ruptures, and that causes what heart attacks and strokes are today. So the
Right, so people get a false sense of security when they get a stress test and they pass it, and you could even have a 75-80% blocked artery pass the stress test, and it's meaningless because, as you said, it's going to be one of these 20-30% blockages that are going to ultimately rupture and cause the problem.
That's absolutely correct. So, 20-40% blockages, which would never impact a stress test, you know, that's what cardiologists call normal, is what causes 80-90% of heart attacks today.
So how can we stabilize that plaque and keeping it from rupturing?
Well, the first step is just to stop growing it. So number one we can do is to eat more fiber. And not when I say fiber, I don't mean breakfast cereal, because when you grind a grain into flour, that acts like sugar, and that's bad. I'm talking about vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts. If we eat more, to me, that's the strongest predictor of whether we're growing plaque in our arteries or not. It's not fat intake. It's fiber intake.
So you
number
mentioned...
Number two was...
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, you first.
Number two was fitness. And here's what I wanted to help people do.
What's that?
Most people have no idea how fit they are. I live in the 30-day heart tune-up as we show people how to measure how fit are you. Because if you know how fit you are, one, I can show someone how to get trim, fit, and sexy in a lot less time. And two, if we know your fitness and we target and get it just right, it's good for your brain, it burns away fat, and it helps prevent plaque from growing in your arteries.
So the skeptic in me would say, what happened to Jim Fix? He seemed quite fit, yet he died of a massive heart attack, and he was running every day.
Yeah, but fitness alone is not enough. Thank you. I'm really glad you brought that up. So you can't just be fit and eat junk. And I've had way too many patients come in and see me over time. They were really fit. They were training for triathlons, but they were putting basically dirt in their gas tank, and the engine didn't work well, and they grew plaque. I mean, there are some people who have really weird, you know, family histories of young heart attacks in the family, and then you have to do a detailed evaluation. But if I see someone growing plaque, I don't stop till we figure out why. And almost always, there's a reason. You know, they either have some really weird advanced lipid profile abnormality, like their LDL is ultra small, or they have high LP little a. These are, I mean, complicated medical terms, but I think the basic principle is, if you've got a really weird family history, you need to figure out what's going on, and I think plaque measurement's the best way of assessing your long-term risk. And number two, if you are doing that, you got to figure out why so we can stop it. And just
right, so we're going to have to end with that. We're going to have to end with that. Dr. Masley is the author of The 30-Day Heart Tune-Up. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic. Don't let anyone do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends.